From our studios on the campus of Mohawk College in Hamilton, this is CIOI, Mohawk College Radio, C101.5 FM.
Back to Cinematic Sound, right here on C101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. And on today's program, we are featuring a tribute to conductor Charles Gerhardt and his performances with the National Philharmonic Orchestra and London Symphony Orchestra. This is part three of a four-part series, which hopefully will conclude in December. This hour, we're going to be listening to our final John Williams piece, as we have been featuring music from the Star Wars trilogy. We finished up with the Star Wars trilogy last hour. We're now going to listen to music from Close Encounters of the Third Kind, that's Standing By. We're also going to listen to music from composer Lee Holdridge, and the Lee Holdridge recording was one of Charles Gerhardt's last. We're going to feature music from such Lee Holdridge scores as The Beastmaster, Wizards and Warriors, The Great Whales, and an extended suite from the remake of East of Eden. And those recordings were done with the London Symphony Orchestra. As I made mention, we're going to open up this hour with music from the 1977 Steven Spielberg classic called Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Now, when Charles Gerhardt first heard the music from Close Encounters of the Third Kind, he thought it was one of the best pieces of music he had ever heard. Now, the 21-minute piece from Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which is re-recorded here, came after discussions between Gerhardt and John Williams himself. And this suite constitutes virtually the entire last sequence of the film. The suite begins with a track called Barnstorming, where small scout ships buzz the countryside. Then comes the preparation for the appearance of Sky Harbor, as well as the arrival of the mother ship. There are also sections called The Pilot's Return, The Visitors, and The Final Scene. And within this suite, you're also going to hear excerpts from When You Wish Upon a Star, which was put into the score mainly because it's Steven Spielberg's favorite song. The Close Encounters suite uses a very large orchestra, most especially enlarged for brass. There are six horns, four trumpets, five trombones, and two tubas. There's also an organ and chorus. As I said, this is Charles Gerhardt's, one of his favorite pieces of music of all time, and he definitely did justice to this score. In my humble opinion, this is the best re-recording of any film score of all time. And now I'm pleased to present our 21-minute suite from John Williams' classic score to Close Encounters of the Third Kind, conducted by Charles Gerhardt and performed brilliantly by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Enjoy. That was the brilliant 21-minute suite from John Williams' score to the Steven Spielberg film Close Encounters of the Third Kind, featuring conductor Charles Gerhardt and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Comes off an album called Music from John Williams' classic film scores featuring Close Encounters of the Third Kind and Star Wars. The CD is available on RCA Victor. And if you do some searching around the internet, I'm sure you can find a good copy for a relatively cheap price. This disc is so well worth it. Anything from Charles Gerhardt is amazing. But as I said just before we played, the Close Encounter Suite is just by far the best re-recording I have ever heard out of any album that I have in my collection. Anything done by Joel McNeely and the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, or anything done by the London Symphony Orchestra. This fantastic suite from Close Encounter to Third Kind makes it worth the disc alone. So I hope you enjoyed that suite, and I hope you can find any of the albums from Charles Gerhardt's catalog with the National Philharmonic Orchestra. So happy searching. We have to take a quick break, and when we return, we will listen to music from composer Lee Holdridge. We're going to be featuring some music of his from The Beastmaster, the short-lived television series Wizards and Warriors, and the documentary The Great Whales, and then we'll hear music from the remake of East of Eden, a personal favorite of Lee Holdridge's. So you're listening to Cinematic Sound here on C101.5 FM. We'll be back in just a moment.
C101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound, heard here on C101.5 FM. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, we're featuring part three of our four-part tribute to the late conductor Charles Gerhardt and his performances with the National Philharmonic Orchestra and London Symphony Orchestra. We now shift gears a bit. We move away from John Williams, and we're going to feature for the next 30 minutes or so music from composer Lee Holdridge, who was born in Port-au-Prince, Haiti in 1944. He spent his early years in Costa Rica, beginning music studies on the violin at the age of 10. At 15, now determined to be a composer, he moved to Boston to finish high school and studied composition with Henry Lasker. In 1962, Holdridge moved to New York to continue his music studies and began his professional career as a composer. Since that time, Holdridge has scored numerous films and television hits, including music from Splash, Mr. Mom, 16 Days of Glory, The Beastmaster, Jonathan Livingston Seagull. He's also worked on such television shows as Moonlighting, Beauty and the Beast. He did the complete 8-hour remake of East of Eden. We'll feature music for that from that in a couple of minutes or so. Also worked on Dreamer of Oz and The Mists of Avalon. Mr. Holdridge has also scored epic films such as Old Gringo and Pastime, which was the winner of the Audience Award at the Sundance Film Festival and Best Director Award at the Houston Film Festival. In addition to his film career, Mr. Holdridge has an extensive repertoire of concert works performed and recorded. This recording by Charles Gerhardt and the London Symphony Orchestra was one of Charles Gerhardt's last recordings, and it was an interesting choice to pick Lee Holdridge. Now, Gerhardt, at the time of maybe recording music for John Williams in 1977, really wanted to get into recording music from contemporary film composers, and there was a plan to record music from Jerry Goldsmith and Elmer Bernstein. He also wanted to very badly record some music from composer Alex North, but he just didn't have time. I guess there's no money for these re-recordings, which is actually too bad. But we're glad that he has music. He decided to record music from Lee Holdridge, as this was one of my first discs where I actually learned about the career of Lee Holdridge and his music. And hearing some of the suites off of this disc, I then went out and pursued some of the music that I heard in these suites, such as Beastmaster and getting the soundtrack from Splash and such. What we're going to play for you right now in this first suite is music from the 1982 film The Beastmaster, and it was an MGM picture. It was part of the trend towards fantasy films that hark back to comic books and serial films of yesteryear, such as Raiders of the Lost Ark in 1981 and Conan the Barbarian in 1982. This helped get the cult classic film off the ground. The score is one of Holdred's personal favorites, and Holdred's talent for creating memorable musical passages is evident throughout the score, and late great Greg McRitchie's powerful orchestrations certainly help the score along and lend a definite touch of class. We'll then play music from the 1983 short-lived television series Wizards and Warriors, and Holdred's had a lot of fun with this score, and he basically gave a loving tribute to the master composers of the great romantic swashbuckling film scores with his score for Wizards and Warriors. Some of Holdred's personal favorites are Eric Wolfgang Korngold, Franz Waxman, and Max Steiner. The overture you're going to hear is made up of three sections consisting of the full main title for the series, the lyrical Princess Ariel's Picnic, and the episode Night of Terror, which features the sword fight from the pilot episode. And then we're going to be hearing music from the documentary The Great Whales, which was released in 1977. It was a stunning Emmy Award-winning documentary by the National Geographic Society and contains one of Lee Holdred's personal favorite themes for film. And now music from The Beastmaster, Wizards and Warriors, and The Great Whales. All music composed by Lee Holdred, conducted by Charles Gerhardt, and performed by the London Symphony Orchestra.
We'll be right back.
That was music from the 1977 documentary called The Great Whales. That was the introduction and theme. You also heard in there the overture from Wizards and Warriors, a short-lived 1983 television series. And you also heard in there music from The Beastmaster. You heard the extended suite. That all comes off an album on Citadel Records called Charles Gerhardt conducts the film music of Lee Holdridge, featuring the London Symphony Orchestra. Well, we've come to the end of today's program. I want to thank you very much for joining me. This is part three of a four-part series to Charles Gerhardt. Part four will hopefully be on a show in December. Last score we're going to feature for you comes from this Charles Gerhardt conducts the film music of Lee Holdridge album. And we're going to feature music from the 1981 eight-hour television miniseries called East of Eden. Now, even before scoring this television remake of the 1955 classic, Lee Holdridge was already a huge fan of novelist John Steinbeck, dating back through his high school days. The opportunity of scoring the television version of Steinbeck's masterwork was on one of those classic dreams come true for Holdridge. What also pleased Holdridge, being a Steinbeck fan, was that the filmmaker decided to present the entire epic novel over many parts instead of condensing it like they did in 1955. Holdridge wrote 2 hours of music for the miniseries, and for this suite, Holdridge has condensed his score to cover the major strong thematic theme that ran through his score as well as through the novel. Now here's music from East of Eden in suite form featuring conductor Charles Gerhardt and the London Symphony Orchestra. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you all next week.